gonna get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
Who is Bette? Really? Who is Bette? There's only one Bette Midler. You know, I used to do that song, dancing to an aerobics routine, but nobody does old-fashioned aerobics routines anymore. Now they do that horrible backbeat, that horrible thing. I went to a yoga class over the weekend, and it was a really good class. But afterwards, I said, you know, there were two really lousy songs. Can you change them up? And the woman said, I know, the teacher, I know they're terrible songs, but we've bought a choreographed routine, and we're not allowed to change the songs, and we're not allowed to change your moves either or give you adjustments. And I looked at her, and of course, big mouth that I am, I already complained. I'm like, you've got to be kidding. You've got to respond to the class you're in. Every teacher knows that. Joining us now is one of the men that I most admire in our community for his incredible dedication, not only towards his own business and his own craft, but towards passing it along and supporting young people along the way. Ron Cohen, who is the founder and the CEO, the chief executive officer of Accorda Therapeutics, is also the person who got behind an award that would recognize the brainiac kids in our community and interview them and talk with them and recognize their independent science research. And we've just begun the middle of our seventh season. We're on a brief hiatus, hopefully a brief one. But Ron Cohen has been so instrumental with financial and personal support and the kind of teamwork that he has devoted his staff to, that this award and the many, many interviews with all of these extraordinary winners would not have happened without him. So I asked Ron to come on the show today because I saw an article last week about a grad student who was arrested trying to smuggle lab specimens to China. And prosecutors said two other researchers as well from the same cancer lab at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, one of our most prestigious labs in the country, already successfully stole material and brought it to China. And Ron Cohen has an interesting point of view about this. He's in the trenches in the labs. He is a neurologist, a physician himself who started a prominent biotech company. Ron Cohen, hi, and welcome to the show today. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. So, first of all, big thank you for the Accorda Award, which, you know, would not have happened without you.
Well, it was our privilege. It's been our privilege to sponsor it. That's the future. We're concerned about the relative decline in STEM education, you know, science, technology, engineering, math education in the U.S. relative to other countries. And when we see young people getting interested in those fields and excelling, we want to help incentivize that.
Yeah, and it's been a great program. And for some of the kids, their parents said it really changed. It changed their life in the sense that being able to talk about their research on a radio show gave them a new level of personal confidence that really transcended other things they were doing in their life, that really moved them ahead. And that was a really good thing.
Absolutely.
So in the meantime, Ron, we're chatting with Ron Cohen of Accorda Therapeutics. This grad student was arrested trying to smuggle specimens to China, and it was an interesting undercover situation where the feds were suspecting it, and they caught him red-handed, and they say that this is not an isolated case. And I've been looking up. It's not an isolated case. There have been a lot of cases where Chinese people have been caught being spies. So tell me about your viewpoint on this.
Well, you know, I think we need to be very careful here because we're at risk of, as a country, of acting against our own best interest if we get overtaken by hysteria and sort of mass finger pointing. It is true. Let's talk about the reality. It is true. There are some, just as far as I know from what's been published, a handful of Chinese national scientists who have been accused of bringing science from the U.S. back into China, or even in this one case, actually trying to transport cells or material, biological material that had to do with the research. And that is a bad thing, and that needs to be prosecuted. No question about it. Interestingly enough, there was a story just around the same time in the last couple of weeks about a white or Caucasian U.S. scientist who was doing the same thing. So that, and that's what I mean about being very careful not to fall into the trap of smearing an entire class or group of people according to a given identifier. You know, this country and others have suffered enormously and created a lot of suffering by doing exactly that. So I think we really need to separate out the reality from the broader reality, or the isolated realities from the broader realities. So let's look at some of the broader realities, because some of my fellow CEOs in the biotech industry and I co-authored a letter that was published last year or last fall in Nature Biotechnology and was co-signed by well over 100 leaders in biotech, including scientists, venture capitalists, CEOs, and so forth. And the point we made there, which others have made, is that we gain so much more, multiples more, maybe hundreds of times more, from being an open society and having being attractive to smart people from everywhere, including people from China. That's let alone people who are American-born of Chinese descent, who are full-born Americans, just like all of us who've been born and raised here. Mm-hmm. And somewhere along the line, someone was an immigrant, their parents, their grandparents, and they are full-fledged Americans. So if we actually did a study and we looked at how many U.S. patents had been issued to inventors of Chinese descent who live in the U.S., and we also looked at what percent of U.S. biomedical science publications had at least one author with a Chinese surname. And it's quite stunning. So since 1999, over 400,000 United States patents have been issued to inventors of Chinese descent who live in the U.S.
Wow, we're chatting with Ron Kong.
28% of the published biomedical science papers in 2018 included an author of Chinese descent. It's stunning.
It's stunning. So, and these are people of Chinese descent, but they are Americans.
Well, not necessarily. Some of them are Americans, and some of them have immigrated from China, and some of them have come from China to study here.
I see.
So it's a mix.
Okay.
And
but it's
the reality
is a stunning achievement. It's a stunning achievement.
It is stunning. And, you know, it's funny, because if you go back 100, 150 years, you can see this is the great American immigrant story being told again and again. Because 100 years ago, there were other groups who were fleeing or being attracted to the liberties in America and the opportunity here, and they wound up being disproportionately represented in academics and publications and so on. And you can see it just keeps going with each new immigrant group that comes in. Why? Because by their nature, people who pick up and uproot themselves from their home countries and their families to go somewhere else are highly motivated. So they're self-selected to be highly motivated, want to achieve, to be entrepreneurs, to start companies, and so on. So our point in this letter, and my point, is we have to resist the temptation to be afraid. It's like Franklin Roosevelt said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Yes, there are Chinese nationals and people of Chinese descent who are stealing research from the U.S. and taking it back to China. No question. And not just in biology. That's across the board. It's a deliberate policy of the Chinese government where they are paying people to do that. So that's wrong, and that needs to be guarded against, and there need to be the right safeguards. And when people are found to be doing that, they need to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, full stop. And it doesn't matter if they're Chinese or Hispanic or Caucasian, Scottish, Irish, whoever it is, it's wrong and it needs to stop. By the same token, imagine what would happen if we create an environment of fear among all of our Chinese-descended scientists in this country. What happens to those 400,000 patents that going forward? What happens to the 28% of authorship on papers going forward that benefits the U.S. and that comes out of the U.S. and continues to keep the U.S. at the very top of science and technology in the world, even today? So what happens in that case, which is why I say we have far more to lose by fanning the flames of fear and generalizing this as an issue for anyone who's Chinese. Let me tell you, we've had scientists at our company, Accorda, who've been here for 10 years, 15 years, and they've been loyal, wonderful employees who have been contributing to fighting disease and creating new drugs. So we have to be very selective and careful. Again, we have to recognize there is a threat, but let's also recognize that at the level of university research, someone steals some cells and takes it back to China. I don't want to belittle that at all, but I also want to put it in its proper context.
Okay.
It's not like someone stole a nuclear bomb and brought it to China, right?
Yeah.
It's a different level, not to be poo-pooed by any stretch, because, by the way, I'm sure there's espionage going on at our companies with more advanced research,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
So we need to be careful. We need to watch out for it. But we need to find a way to strike a balance so that we remain open and friendly to loyal, well-meaning, smart, dedicated scientists, whatever their origin, and at the same time make very clear that we will not tolerate bad behavior from anybody, regardless of their origin.
We're chatting with Ron Cohen, who's the CEO of Accorda Therapeutics and a physician and a researcher. And I guess a lot of people in biotech, for you to have penned that letter, what prompted you to be writing that letter to begin with?
It was prompted by dismissals at a couple of well-known American medical research institutions of a few Chinese nationals, some of whom had been here for decades, were very senior, were extremely well-respected. And in the course of those dismissals, the public statements were pretty vague. And it was not clear what they were accused of or why they were dismissed. And to this day, as far as I know, a few of them have not even been prosecuted legally. So we were concerned, and then Elias Zerhouni, who used to be the head of the National Institute of Health, he wrote a letter in a prominent journal talking about it, and actually very much the same theme as the letter that I co-authored with my colleagues. And my colleagues and I have taken leadership roles in the industry. Three of us have been chairs of the board of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization. We've all been CEOs of companies, and we're friends. And we felt that as leaders in the industry, it was incumbent on us to take a stand publicly because we saw a big risk here. We saw a risk to our companies. We saw a risk to U.S. science. We saw a risk to the country of allowing this kind of hysteria to take hold. You know, it was reminiscent to us of many things, but one of the things you can point to is during World War II, where after Pearl Harbor, loyal Japanese American citizens were rounded up, over 100,000 of them, and put in camps for several years, just pulled out of their communities, pulled out of their hometowns and their jobs, and just thrown into these camps. That remains a disgraceful stain on the history of this country. Mm-hmm. And it was all because people were caught up with fear and not willing, frankly, to stand behind the incredible principles of this country, the founding principles of liberty, of innocent until proven guilty. We need to have the courage to stand up for that, even in the face of a lot of pressure. and to figure out a middle ground where we prosecute the really guilty and we allow everyone else to feel welcome.
Well, and particularly with the Chinese, we're chatting with Ron Cohen because the only immigration act ever in U.S. history that specifically excluded a group excluded the Chinese. They were called the coolies, and it was the coolie Chinese race that was excluded around the turn of the last century. It was around, I don't know if it was 1900 or 1911, and there was a specific bill that was passed because there was a great fear that through California, through the Pacific Ocean, too many people were coming that would take too many jobs.
That's
so we had
right.
We had the Chinese Exclusionary Act.
Yeah. By the way, the railroads were largely built by those Chinese immigrants who came here to find work.
Right, right. Well, Ron Cohen, thank you very much. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your eloquent and persuasive defense of American liberties and for not judging and generalizing among people. We always have to remember that. We're going to be talking in the top of the hour about the Harvey Weinstein case, and we have to be mindful that when an individual is on trial, an entire movement is not on trial, just an individual is on trial. And I always like to bring it back to the specifics. So thanks, Ron.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Ron Cohen of Accorda Therapeutics on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.